कि वर्स नंबर 9, सत्वम सुखे संजयति रजः कर्मणि भारत ज्ञानम् आवृत्य तु तमः प्रमादे संजयत्युत। सो लाइक एनी गुड टीचर समटाइम्स दिस इफ अ सब्जेक्ट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट देन ही फील्स दैट आई शुड रिपीट इट बिकॉज द स्टूडेंट मे नॉट हैव गॉट इट। सो द लास्ट three verses, verse number 6, 7, and 8, are summarized again by the Lord just to hammer the point, so that in case, like we all of us had so many questions, so just to reiterate, so Shri Krishna says, so how does sattva bind us? Through sukha, through attachment to happiness. Rajas binds us through karmas. And tama, how does tama bind us? By covering my intellect, by covering my thinking. Pramada with heedlessness. Sanjayatyuta, it binds us through heedlessness. So again, you know, people ask, I thought rajas was, you know, tamas was not good, rajas was little better, and sattva is the best. So why does Sri Krishna say sattva also can bind us? You know, we don't understand that. The way to explain it is that it is good, as she asked, that how from tamas I should go to rajas, from rajas I should go to sattva, and as far as possible, stay in sattva. But when you get too attached to that feeling of sattva, where without that you feel uncomfortable, then you are dependent on that. A wise person is beyond even sattva, even though he or she lives in sattva, but does not depend on sattva for their joy. I'd like to give an example. Like say there is a lady who gets up in the morning and meditates or does her prayers for half an hour, 45 minutes. And without that, she will not start her day. You know, that, no matter what happens, I must do it. And that's very good. You know, you get up in the morning, you pray and all. And that's wonderful. And she has been doing it for years and is totally, you know, enjoys it. That's for her the most pleasant thing. But say one day her child is very sick. And she gets up in the morning and child has a high fever. And so she has to run to the doctor, take him to the doctor and get him the medicine. And she's upset and then she comes home and whole day she's sad. You know, my Krishna must be angry with me today. I didn't remember him. How terrible. I am such a sinner. I am so bad. I'm such a, that is attachment. You know, for every little excuse, you shouldn't give up. But say one day I couldn't do it for some unexpected emergency, then you say, yeah, Krishna will understand. He also knows that my child was sick and I couldn't. So if you are going to beat yourself that I am somehow an unworthy individual, I'm such a horrible person, I'm so poor, I'm so bad, then you are attached to that sattva. You say, okay, you know, I did it for 10 years continuously. One day I couldn't do it. It's okay. Maybe I'll do it in the afternoon or do it in the evening or I'll catch up or if not, the Lord understands, you know. So that is called sattvam sukhe sanjayati, because she is so attached to that feeling of joy and bliss that one day I couldn't do it, so my whole day is ruined, you know. So that is called sattvam sukhe sanjayati. And that is what it says, the choices can also bind you. What kind of choices you make in your life. To make sattvic choice is the best. And then there may be others who are all the time making rajasic choices. Like, you know, this lady will say, I want to go to Las Vegas for gambling. And rajas is very happy. So see, I just have to, you know, bring thing and she gets tempted. Not only that, if there is a casino in the North Pole that is giving better odds, she'll go there too. So she's always under the influence of rajas. And he said, oh, I choose to go. You know, you're not choosing to go. You are so caught up in your habits, and it could be anything. You know, it could be gambling. It could be just unnecessarily shopping, unnecessarily buying things, unnecessarily, or overworking. You know, for men, we have that problem. We work from morning to night. and have no time for, you know, for family, for anything else. So that also can be binding with rajas. And tamas, you know, if you ask tamasic, what is he doing? He's lying in bed. So they say, are you free to get up? Yeah, I'm free. I can move my hand and legs. So why don't you get up? He said, I choose to sleep. You know, so he said, I choose. I'm free. But he's actually not free because he has that. So he says the kind of choices you make in your mind can bind us. In Bhaj Govindam, Sri Bhagwan Shankaracharya ji very beautifully tells us how sattva and rajas can bind. This, the book starts with Shankaracharya ji, some of his disciples is walking along Gangaji. Some of you have read the book. It's very beautiful. It's very practical. It's available in the office, Bhaj Govindam. So there is this old pandit who is chanting grammar rules. You know, deva, deva, deva. He's on and on. And he's so old, he can barely walk. And some places it says he was beating his students because they didn't know the Sanskrit grammar rules. Now, it is good to know grammar, to know Sanskrit, and to be, but at the last stage of his life, where he can barely walk, if he's still trying to memorize grammar rules, so Shankaracharya ji says, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Mood Mate, Samprapte, San Nihite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrin Karne. He says, oh fool, Mood Mate, and through that he's talking to all of us. He says, oh fool, Bhaj Govindam, remember the name of the Lord. Remember the name of the Lord. Samprapte san nihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karne. He says these grammar rules are not going to help you at the time of death. When it's time to go, when it's time for your body to end, the grammar rules will not go with you. The only thing that will go with you is the name of the Lord. Whatever you have remembered the Lord, and whatever good karmas you have done. And then he, another place in the same text, he says, Dinya minyo saya prata shishira vasantau punarasat kala kridati gachati ayu tadyapina munchati asha vayu. He says, Dinya minyo saya prata. He says, day and night are coming, you know, dawn and then sunset and sunrise. Shishira vasantav punarayat, and then the seasons are changing. It is winter, it is spring, it is summer. And then he says, kala kridati gachati ayu. Kala here means time, also means death. So death is laughing at us. Time is laughing at us. Why? Because this person's life is ending, and slowly, slowly we are going towards death. The time is laughing. But tadapina munchati asha vayu. But even at that time, the passion of desire doesn't end. He says, Bhaj Govindam Mood Mate. How long are you going to just spend your life in acquiring, possessing? And then, especially as time goes by, you know, we should develop some vairagya, some detachment. You know, when you have children and they are married and all, then leave them with themselves. Why do you have to chase after them? If they need help for with the grandchildren, do it. But slowly start developing. That's why this Vanaprastha, you know, is told after age 50 or 60, once you retire, develop a slowly a detachment and start remembering the Lord and spend more time with Him instead of worrying about what the Bahu is, what is she doing? She's not taking care of my son. You know, we worry about all those things and, you know, and my grandchild, the poor, you know, it's their children. Let them take care. When they ask for help, you help, but don't interfere. So that's what they're saying, that slowly, slowly detach yourself, because pleasure and money are like magnets. You know, they hold on to you. And a tamasic person, of course, he, money is no hold for him. Pleasure, even he just wants the minimum pleasure and has to do nothing. Rajasic person, he all the time spent in chasing pleasure and money. But when they go to a sattvic person, sattvic person, I don't need that. I want the name of the Lord. Not that he doesn't care for money or that, but my main purpose in life is spirituality, and whatever will help me to go in that direction, I will. That's why in our scriptures they say that you should have wealth and you should have pleasure, but it should be done with dharma. You know, we have four purusharthas: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. So artha means wealth and kama means pleasure. So the two of them should be with dharma, with the righteousness. I should earn in the right way. I should enjoy also with the righteousness, my pleasure. And then ultimately the goal should be moksha, should be liberation. I should go even beyond sattva to that higher state where I am with the Lord. So that's what this sattvic person, pleasure and money are no longer magnets for such an individual, because he has gone beyond that. And he is now so much infatuated with the Lord that, yeah, I mean, money is there, he needs it, pleasure he will do. But as long as it is righteous with dharma and as long as it is taking me towards moksha. There is a very beautiful story of Alexander's life. Some of you may have read it, but it's worth repeating. Actually, I read a further extension of that. So it says that Alexander, before he died, he was very sick. He was hurt in the battle or something, and he knew he was going to die. So he gave detailed instructions to one of his assistants in a sealed envelope. And he said, there were two envelopes. He said, one will be opened at the time of my death. Another one, after you have fulfilled the conditions of the first envelope, my trusted assistant will open the second envelope. So after he died, they opened the first envelope. And it was said that my body should be carried by all the best doctors in the land. So they should carry my body to the cemetery. So king's instructions, all the doctors were called and they had to carry the best doctors. And then he said, as I am going, my money should be distributed to the poor. Money should be given everybody along the way. My wealth, gold, diamonds, jewelry should be distributed. So, okay, king's order. So they were doing that along the way. And then the third, he says, as I am going in my coffin, my hand should be outside. So that's a strange request. My hand should be outside. Okay, so they fulfilled it. So they took him there. They buried him. And then they opened the second envelope, because he said, after this is all fulfilled, you open the second. And they opened the second envelope, and there was an explanation for that. He said, the reason I wanted the doctors to carry, I wanted people to know that even the best doctors in the land cannot save you from death. When it's time for you to go, no one can save you. You know, when it's your time, you might be in the Mayo Clinic. But, you know, people do die in Mayo Clinic too. It's not that they don't die. It's not that you shouldn't get medical care or go to the doctor. But when it's time to go, you have to go. Secondly, he said, I wanted my money to be distributed, telling people that I spent my whole life in acquiring wealth. You know, Alexander conquered so many lands. He was so rich. And his palace was full of gold and all. I wanted people to see that the money you accumulate, you cannot take with you. Only thing you can, you know, you cannot. You have to leave it behind. And the reason I've had my hands out of the coffin, I wanted people to see that I came with empty hands and I went with empty hands. Khali hath aaya, khali hath jana. When I came, I had nothing. When I was born and when I'm going with nothing, only thing. So he, at the time of death, he got some wisdom and he wanted to share it with his subjects, that the only thing that goes with you are good karmas. That is the only thing. And how much you have remembered the Lord. And then the last point about this verse, when we talk about rajas, is that the rajasic person feels that the end justifies the means. You know, if my goal is good, even if I have to do wrong things to achieve it, it's okay. You know, as long as your goal is good, it's okay to cheat, it's okay to lie, it's okay to hurt others. As long as my goal is highest, oh, that is not right. Even Mahatma Gandhi also said that. He says, the means are more important than the goal. He says, even though I have to win freedom for my country, I'm not going to use violence. I'm not going to use, you know, hinsa, ahimsa, I'm going to practice. So these Mahatmas or these saints, when they live their life, they said the means are more important than the goal. How you reach the goal is more, the goal, it will automatically be good. See, if your means are good, your goal will be good. Some people say, you know, it's okay to indulge in war to bring about peace. You know, so I'm fighting. Why? So I'm going to impose peace on everybody. He says, war never brings peace. War only brings more war. If you want to bring peace, only peace can bring peace. So, remembering that when I am on my spiritual path, I have to be very conscious about the means. How am I living my life? How am I applying my life? How am I day-to-day living, my day-to-day behavior, ultimately, if you change your behavior, your goal automatically will improve. We're not saying that one should not have a higher goal, but in that process of, you know, like if I want to build a hospital or a church or something good, but then I earn money dishonestly, you know, and I cheat and lie others and I make millions, and then I build a church or I build a hospital, that, you know, maybe your result was good, but if you have used improper means, then that is contaminating your. So that's what they're saying, that be very conscious about not only your goal, but how I am achieving that goal, how I am reaching. So that is the purpose of this. So that's why it says here that sattva can bind us through attachment to knowledge, like that pandit who was chanting even at the time of death, or that lady who was so attached to, you know, the prayers that she was unhappy. And then rajas, of course, we all know, you know, it can bind you through actions, through selfishness, and tamas through laziness. So this is, in brief, the gunas.